فيهما فإنه قد أوى، وإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. إن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن خير الأمور عوازمها، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله لا يحب المستكبرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the Quran that he doesn't like people who are arrogant. Or people, if you look at the word mustakbirin, it comes from the word istakbara. Istakbara comes from the word kabura. And kabura is the word that we use in salah. Allah, the taqdeel of that, the emphatic version of that word, verb, which is Allahu Akbar, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than. That's what it literally means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than. So the question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than the thoughts that enter my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than the other things that I'm doing right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar in all forms. Allahu akbar. And so istikbar, like in Arabic, when you have something when this happen, it means you seek that. So for example, when you say istighfar, you're seeking ghufran, you're seeking forgiveness. That's why astaghfirullah. I seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Istansara means to seek help. Istighfar means you seek greatness. You seek to be recognized. You seek to be known. You seek to be praised. You seek to be noticed. You seek to be... That is what istighfar is. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran that He does not love people of istighfar, it's something we should heed to. It's something we should heed to. So whenever, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever has mithqal, dharra, right, that's a atom's worth of arrogance in their heart, they won't enter paradise. So this is one of those sins that relate to the inward of the human being, and they manifest in the outward. And so just like we have sins of the body, right, abandoning the salah, hurting people, taking people's rights, not, you know, doing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, in a similar way, if we leave our souls and we don't attend to them, and we leave these kinds of states being in our souls, we will be held accountable in the day of judgment. We will be held accountable in the day of judgment. So the ulama, one of the things I wanted to share with everybody was two or three definitions that we can take away. And then I actually want to remind myself and everyone else of someone came to me last week and they gently reminded me of the adab of Jummah. And I really appreciated that, because this is what being a believer is. We remind each other. Al-mu'minu mir'atu mu'min. You know, we are mirrors to each other. So, and I think for those of us who are married, for example, we can probably relate when you're so close to a human being. If you're feeling down, the other person feels down. If you're feeling up, the other person feels up. If you're able to emotionally lead your spouse, you can tell, right, very quickly that these dynamics affect you. In a similar way, if a Muslim's heart is full of dhikr, and a Muslim's heart is full of ibadah, and it's full of taqwa, it will have an effect on those brothers and sisters who surround that Muslim. Right? And when we look at the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were all people who were transformed through the huda of the Qur'an, through the guidance of the Qur'an, through the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they recognized, and it wasn't a type of, you know, when we say, you know, believe in the unseen, someone could come here and say, I see unicorns everywhere. Right? This type of belief in unseen is predicated upon an evidence-based understanding of the truth of La ilaha illallah, of the truth of Quran, of the truth of the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Sadiq Amin, right? Someone who's truthful. He made a claim. What was the claim? I am the messenger of God. I've come here to teach you the purpose of your life. Listen. And so when someone doesn't, you know, when someone takes it for granted, or when the states of heart like arrogance, like ujub, like riya, like these types of things, when they color our being, and that's how we read the Quran, that's how we read the religion, there is something missing. Because that's why when we read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say what? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in the Quran, yudillu bihi man yasha wa yahdi bihi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can misguide through its people. And if you look at the shaytan, for example, what is this, the sin of the shaytan? Arrogance. Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينَ, you created him from dirt. وَخَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, the water. So what was the sin of the shaitan there? He did, even though he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, he wasn't an atheist. Shaitan isn't an atheist. The shaitan knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. But there was, he didn't understand. He misapprehended. He didn't understand. He didn't fully appreciate who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and he didn't use whatever capacity he had to think in the right way. And that's why one of the signs that the shayateen are abound in a society is people get confused. People can't think clearly. يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. And sometimes the most intellectual philosophers that are extolled in the academy of today, oftentimes this could be the reality, that the confusions led them astray, right? And I'm only saying this because we need to understand that there is this dunya, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. There is an unseen world, and the Prophet taught us about that. So I'm just going to use a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about Jum'ah that we can all relate to emphasize that in a moment. But before I do that, I just want to share a definition with you that the ulama came up with for arrogance. The fuqaha, when we think about commands and the ayat of ahkam in the Quran, we listen to the fuqaha. We go and see what is it that the scholars of fiqh say about these things. And they've come up with definitions to make our life easier. And one of the definitions of kibr is batr al-haq. And this is all from the Sunnah of the Prophet, right? Batr al-haq wa ghamd al-nas. Which means that if you want to assess whether or not you are being arrogant, it is denying the truth. So how could that manifest? This thing from the Quran doesn't make sense to me, I'm not going to do it. Nobody understands. No. I don't want to talk about it. Just turning away from the truth. No, don't bring it to me. There is an element there of arrogance, right? Turning away from the truth, putting the truth away, not even entertaining what it is that you're so young, how could you talk to me like that? You don't have this, how could you say that? You don't wear the hijab, you can never say anything that is true. You don't do this. You're like looking and ghamd al-nas, that's the next bit. Looking down on human beings. I don't like the way you look at me. I don't like the way you talk to me. I don't like you. All of that muddles the way we look at things. So that is arrogance. Okay? I don't like the way a beard looks. There's so many things that unfortunately they emanate from the heart, right? They emanate from inside. And I mentioned this before. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna ma bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." And the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I was only sent to perfect human character." That's what that's what emphasis. That if you think about it, iman related to iman is submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a quality of the soul, and humility, iftiqar, understanding that I actually don't know some things, that I actually don't understand certain things. That there's a type of humility in that, right? And ujub, Udub is something that the ulama explained. Wasti'adham al-abd nafsahu. Isti'adham again, somebody seeking to magnify their own selves. You think of anything about yourself, and you say, oh, I'm so this, and I'm so that. Or that this kind of understanding that I am something. If we actually think about it, and this is why the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are extremely important for us to revise, read, and this is why it's important for us to read the Quran regularly so that dhikr we forget, right? Insan, isyan. When you say, Inna Allah jameelun wa yuhibbul jamal. Look in the mirror and you feel like, you know, you look very nice. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. Because Allah is beautiful. He creates that. And you think, look at someone and say, astaghfirullah, they don't look really nice. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. Like, I'm talking about the form. Although there are ugly people too, whose souls are dead. There's no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, beauty is in proportionate to your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, who was the most beautiful human being, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's magnifying the self. بِسَبَبِ مَا يَرَى فِيهَا عَنْ صِفَاتِ الْكَمَالِ. Because they see something good, kamal, you know, something perfect in them. And ultimately anything that is like that actually returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, who is, you know, kamal. And it is without attributing them to Allah. That's the key thing. So you can perceive these things. You have wealth, razzaq. You have beauty, Allah Jameel. You have tawfiq to do some good actions, and that is the real kind of, you know, real wealth. You say Alhamdulillah, shukr. What is the attitude of the disbeliever? The attitude that, oh, I did this. There's a whole ism, humanism, that comes out over the last 100 years, which basically makes the human the center of everything. If it doesn't make sense to me, I'm not going to accept it. If it doesn't, you know, everything becomes about the human. Whereas for us, it's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if humanism says, me, 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 we say you, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is the center, and that is the compass of our way of looking at it. And the final thing I will share, so we spoke about kibar, arrogance. Spoke about ujub, which is looking at yourself and magnifying yourself, always thinking about yourself, always magnifying your own traits. The last one is riya, all related. Riya is showing off in acts of worship. So the ulama, they define it as fi'lu ta'a li ajlin nas. So you do something which is primarily an act of worship so that people can validate you, so that people can clap for you, so that people can do this or do that. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sacred. It is the most pure, sacred, one-on-one relationship that you can imagine. So when we move towards acts of worship, our primary purpose and our primary reason for doing that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not human beings. And this is why it's also very important to realize that shayateen will come to religious people in different ways. And all of you are religious people, mashallah. People that have the desire to come and pray and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of their workday. This is something very special. And this is something that, mashallah, deserves a moment to give gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you and I the tawfiq to come here. So one of the ways that shayateen comes to religious people is, you're better than everyone else. You know? Just because you do this, just because you do that. And what you need to remember is that kind of thinking, you have to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who am I doing this for? Why am I Muslim? Why do I come to Salah? Why do I give up this? Why am I doing all of this? Is it so that people can see me in the first row? Is it so that people can do? It's because I am trying, this is my expression of my ubudiyyah to my Creator. This is my expression, Ya Rab, accept it. Not from the, Ya Rab, look at what I do. I do this and I do that and I do this. And it's coming from the angle of ubudiyyah and iftiqar. Very important. And so with that, and when you have that lens and then you read Quran, you read hadith, it's different. But if the lens is, I'm going to prove everyone wrong and I'm going to teach everybody what the right thing is, and I this is not, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is part of the fitna of the Dajjal. And before the end of times, people, like قَلْبُ الْحَقَائِقِ, you know, right will become wrong, wrong will become right, beauty will become ugly, ugly will become, you know, beautiful according to people, the way of love will be lost, the way of grace and sunnah, all of this will flip upside down. So with this, I just want to read one hadith like the brother, and this is for myself first and foremost, because, you know, when we remind each other, we benefit. So there's a lot of adab of Jum'ah, we can go through them at different times, but this is one that really moves my heart, and I'll share with everybody today. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, when it's the day of Jum'ah, كَانَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عَلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ, there are angels that are around the doors of the masajid. So just pause for a moment and reflect. This is a sacred place. This is a sacred time. And this is not like someone coming around and saying that I can see unicorns. This is the Prophet telling us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on isnad. This is reliable transmission of what is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, evidence-based knowledge that this is coming from the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is teaching us as Muslims that there are angels that come when you attend Yawm al-Jum'ah. So there's a type of sakina that comes. There's good people, there's angels, there's malaika, there's not shayateen, right? يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلِ and فَالْأَوَّلِ. So the first one that comes, they write their names down. So when you come, you're special when you come early. You are actually a special human being, right? This is from the Prophet ﷺ, and the angels are writing this down. And that's why when we come into the masjid, اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك, Allah, open the doors of your rahmah. Angels, rahmah. Rasul, rahmah. Anbiya, rusul, the messengers, rahmah. Anbiya, rahmah. Salihin, rahmah. Salah, rahmah. All of this is mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامِ, so when the imam comes out, طَوُّ صُحُفَهُمْ وَجَلَسُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ ذِكْرِ, so when the imam enters, they actually close their books. So they close the books, stop writing the names, and then they actually listen. And so we are all in a sacred place, in a sacred time. Ramadan is a sacred time, Laylatul Qadr is a sacred time, Yawm al-Jum'ah is a sacred time, Salah, Fard Salah is a sacred time. All of these times are opportunities for us to accept the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not let our nufus and our you know, the trials of the nafs veil us from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we miss it, we stuff up, we don't do something right, we're late, we're this, we're that. Don't look at yourself and look at how bad it is. Just look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. Focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you see your brothers also make mistakes, focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Counsel with love, like the brother did last week. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. The donations today, everyone, are going to be for an organization raising money for Quranic activities. So they won't be going to the same. A da'wah team is organizing on Quran Day. They need some funds to sponsor and cover all the costs involved. So inshallah, I just wanted to at a target. The fundraise is around 15,000. So help your brothers inshallah with that. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulih alameen. Amma ba'd, fa ya ba'shar al-muslimin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعدد من قال وقام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى على عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واجعلنا منهم واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام. اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام. اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام. اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان. اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان. اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأكبر. أقيموا الصلاة. إن شاء الله please come to the front. Fill in the gaps. There's a lot of brothers waiting outside. إن شاء الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Shall I keep making space for your brothers? استووا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Thank you.
Gracias.